Following Election Day here in Connecticut, we are getting to know some of the winners, and I'm really excited to connect with Westport's newest first selectman. Kevin Christie joins the show, and Kevin, you and I have not been able to connect prior to your win. Congratulations. I'm very excited to have you on the show. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me. I am doing great.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to have you here, and I hope it's not the last time because we love Westport. We have a lot of listeners in Westport, and they love the fact that you are on today. So thank you for that. I want to first introduce you. I know this sounds probably ridiculous. I mean, you got elected, obviously, by a lot of voters in Westport, so they've gotten to know you. But share a little bit about yourself with our listeners here on WACC.
Sure. I'm a husband to my wife, Gina, and have two 12-year-old twins, son and daughter in the public schools here in Westport. And what really drew us to Westport 7 years ago was really community. And that's driven so much of my life in terms of my professional decisions, in terms of where I worked. Professionally, I spent over 15 years in finance and investment banking and corporate strategy at IBM and Merrill Lynch and the Madison Square Garden company. And those roles were all about bringing people together to solve problems and address challenges and opportunities and ultimately go out and execute on those solutions. And you know, what ultimately drove me to leave work was to invest in my family community and my kids' school community when we were in the city, and then ultimately when we moved to Westport just before our kids started kindergarten, and was heavily involved in the PTA, was heavily involved in youth sports coaching. You know, that evolved into treasurer of PTA at my kids' elementary school, and then was elected to the Board of Education. And that was an incredibly rewarding and impactful experience, and I executed on all of my campaign promises in terms of strengthening student outcomes and improving our facilities and school buildings and enhancing our governance. And it was, you know, somewhat of a natural transition to enter this opportunity to further help Westport as its first selectman. So I'm incredibly excited and so grateful for Westporters turning out in record numbers. We have the most number of voters vote since at least 1997, nearly a 50% turnout, 49.5%, which is, you know, much higher than state average, and certainly for municipal elections, really strong for Westport.
And Kevin Christie, yeah, if you don't mind, by the way, thank you for the background. I think it really tells the kind of person that you are and why voters wanted to have you in office, which I think is great. But, you know, let's talk about that voter turnout. So there were certain towns and cities that had exceedingly higher voter turnout during a municipal election, and Westport being one of them. You are correct. And I'm wondering why you think that is. I mean, do you have any thoughts into that? I mean, I think it is really fascinating. You look at places like Westport, Stratford. I don't know if it's because, again, these are major leadership roles, or if there's any impact from the national level down to the local level. But why do you think you had such a high turnout of voters this year for Westport?
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of three things. One, early voting. Two, doing the work for me and my running mate, Amy Wistrike. We had a campaign plan and we executed. And then third, to your point, national impacted too. I think early voting, this was the first municipal election in Connecticut where we had early voting. And I think that hopefully does help to expand the pie, making it easier for Westporters and Connecticut residents to cast their vote for 2 weeks before Election Day, which I think is amazing. So I think that was certainly helpful. And from us doing the work, you know, we set out with a goal to engage with as many Westporters as possible, meeting them where they are at their doorsteps. You know, we had regular open coffee and conversations at at the library to, you know, we started on a listening tour, and it was vast. In Westport. And that was incredibly helpful because it does help to inform our platform and how we want to lead and what we want to try to accomplish, informed by our constituents. And I think that really resonated and helped with turnout. And then third, national. We saw a lot of it, you know, a lot of the energy locally in, you know, No Kings protests and Hands Off protests in town here in Westport. You know, we have an iconic bridge downtown, the Ruth Steincross Bridge, where protests have been held for years. And the turnout and the angst and the energy that I would feel it at those. I was hoping that kind of rejection of the dehumanization that's coming out of the White House at the moment, I was hoping that would translate into people's voices being heard, like actually coming out to vote. And I think that was a big part of it, a big part of it too.
And I mean, the only thing with that, and I agree with you, Kevin, Christy, but I do worry sometimes when voters vote that way, because I don't know if you agree, but I don't think overall Connecticut Republicans are the same as Washington, D.C. Republicans. I do worry sometimes about that. I do worry sometimes, and I'm not discrediting you and the work that you've done and the work that you did campaigning. I want to make that very clear. But I do worry sometimes that voters go to the polls and vote a certain way because of what they see nationally or because of what they're seeing on the news. And they think, well, then that party is, and same for the other side. Right. I mean, we've seen it swing the other way as well, where people have gone all Republican because they don't like what's happening nationally. And I hope that people have that distinction of, you know, sure, you could dislike what's happening nationally, no problem. But I hope they do realize that you've got people who are serving in local and state government who a lot of the times I don't think are the same alignment with what you're seeing nationally. That's all I kind of want to say about that.
Yeah, you know, and I hope you're right, to be honest. There were three of us, three campaign teams, if you will, running for first electman. And I know all the other candidates personally, and we are friends and friendly. They're all in local government and have been serving. We work together. And as people, I agree. Like, we are all great, great people. And, none of us align with, I think, what is happening in the White House currently, which I think is a great point to make. And I think, you know, this is, you know, talking about Westport again, it's the first municipal first electman race, you know, post COVID. You know, in November 2001, we were in masks. And just thinking about the level of engagement during this campaign season, we had, you know, in our 27,000-ish person town, we had seven debates for first electman. Our local blog and, you know, our local information publications, if you will, you know, they were incredibly engaged and posting, you know, asking us questions on a weekly basis and posting those responses online. So I would like to think there are a number of reasons in Westport that was helping to drive that turnout. And I hope it was, you know, an incredible part of the reason was because an incredibly engaged and informed electorate wanted to come out and let their voices be heard. And were voting on us as candidates. Mm-hmm. And I think for me and my running mate, Amy Wistreich, you know, our package of my finance and strategy experience and leadership experience combined with Amy's experience from a land use and planning and zoning perspective, and also professionally for her as well in architecture and construction, in terms of where Westport is now, in terms of our challenges and opportunity in front of us, with nearly a $500 million 10-year capital plan in front of us, and with so many land use challenges and opportunities, like we were also the team that I think people clearly felt passionate about. The 3-person race, we did get the majority of the votes.
You did.
And I think us as candidates, all three of us, and the work that we all did, my campaign and the 2 other campaigns, did help to drive turnout and drive an informed electorate.
Yeah, and again, Kevin Christie getting more than 52% of the votes in Westport. The first Democrat also, you have to, notice the first Democrat elected to the first electman seat in Westport. Jen Tooker, your predecessor, Republican, Jim Marpy before that. I believe the last time we had a Democrat in this sitting position for Westport was 2009. So it's again, a flip of the seat. But I think Westport, to me, reminds me a lot of towns like a Fairfield, for example, where you've certainly seen your fair share of Democratic and Republican leadership in town. And so, Kevin Christie, I want to thank you so much for giving us the time on WICC. I do hope you'll come back throughout your time as first selectman. As I mentioned, we love talking about Westport and keeping our eye on the news happening there, and would love to have you as a continued guest on the show, especially when the news calls for it. So again, thank you so much for giving us the time, and hopefully we'll talk again really soon.